Everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Last year, at the end of the Easter octave and on the vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis proclaimed a special, extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. This Jubilee Year of Mercy began on a solemnity of the Immaculate Conception on the 8th of December, 2015, and it will conclude on the solemnity of Christ the King on the 20th of November, 2016. In proclaiming this Jubilee Year of Mercy, Pope Francis wrote, "The Church feels the urgent need to proclaim God's mercy. She knows that her primary task is to introduce everyone to the great mystery of God's mercy by contemplating the face of Christ." So what the Pope says is very clear and very beautiful. Our primary vocation, our primary calling, is to introduce everyone to the great mystery of God's mercy. We want to proclaim from the housetops and tell everyone how loving, merciful, patient, and forgiving God is. The Pope says, may this message of mercy reach everyone. It is his earnest desire, the Pope said, that his message of mercy, the message of mercy of Jesus, reach everyone. So I could not think of a better Sunday to talk about God's mercy when so many of the faithful are gathered for this solemn celebration of Easter than to proclaim his mercy like we sang in the psalm today, "For his mercy endures forever." We have seen in this past Holy Week just how compassionate, loving, merciful, and forgiving Jesus is. In his mercy, Jesus gave us his sacred body and blood at the Last Supper and instituted the ministerial priesthood. In his mercy, Jesus died on the cross for us on Good Friday to take away our sins. And today, in his mercy, on Easter Sunday, he rises from the dead, destroying death and opening up for us the door to eternal life. If you notice, St. Peter gives a similar sermon in today's first reading. St. Peter is in Caesarea. It's the Roman capital of Judea along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And St. Peter, the first pope, preaches the good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus to a Roman centurion named Cornelius, who has invited all of his relatives and close friends to listen to the pope. And St. Peter gives a sermon on the heart of the gospel. He says that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. He went about doing good and healing those oppressed by the devil. They put Jesus to death, hanging him on a tree, but God raised him up on the third day, and Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. And then Peter sums it all up, and he says, Jesus did all of this so that everyone could have forgiveness of sins. That was the purpose. So that everyone could receive forgiveness of sins. What we didn't hear is how they reacted. While Peter was speaking, the Acts of the Apostles says that the Holy Spirit fell on Cornelius and all of his relatives and friends. And after the Holy Spirit came upon those who heard the word, what did Cornelius and his relatives do? It says in the Acts of the Apostles that Peter baptized them. They received forgiveness of their sins by believing in the holy name of Jesus, and all their sins were washed away in his mercy. Pope Francis, you know, is the 265th successor to St. Peter. And he's saying the same thing to us. He says, this Jubilee year of mercy is the opportune moment to change our lives. This is the time, this Easter, this year of mercy, is the time to allow our hearts to be touched by the mercy of God. Pope Francis writes, God never tires of reaching out to us. All one needs to do, the Pope says, is to accept the invitation to conversion and to submit oneself to justice during this special time of mercy offered by the Church. So, what are we to do? Simple. If you're not yet baptized, believe in the name of Jesus and be baptized in the name of the one God in three persons, like Cornelius and his family, like thousands of people were baptized around the world last night at the solemn Easter vigil. They were baptized and their sins were forgiven. If you've already been baptized, then receive the mercy of God in the sacrament of penance by making a good confession to a Catholic priest. Pope Francis says, so many people, including the youth, are returning to the sacrament of penance. Let us place the sacrament of penance at the center once more in such a way that it will enable people to touch the grandeur of God's mercy with their own hands. For every penitent, it will be a source of true inner peace. Beautiful. In the sacrament of penance, in confession, we touch the grandeur of God's mercy with our own hands, and we find real inner peace because of Jesus. I wish you could have been in Rochester at St. John's Parish in downtown Rochester the first weekend in March. They had at St. John's in Rochester 24 hours straight of confessions. 24 hours, the priests were in the confessional hearing confessions day and night, around the clock, nonstop. The line never stopped. Penitent after penitent touched the grandeur of God's mercy in that sacrament and found inner peace. It was the most beautiful thing to see all these souls coming to confession, being cleansed and forgiven of their sins. Before Easter, I heard the confessions of all of our grade school students. This coming Wednesday in the Easter octave, I have priests coming to help me hear confessions for our young people and their teachers and their parents attending religious education classes on Wednesday evenings. This Saturday, we have the men's conference in Rochester at Leward High School. All the men here today are invited to participate in this wonderful conference. There are brochures in the entrance of the church if you want to sign up. There are 600 seats in the auditorium at Leward High School. They're not all taken yet. It's not too late to sign up. And you know what the best part of the day this Saturday will be? It won't be the speakers, and they'll be outstanding. The best part of the day, and the speakers will tell you, they'll say, don't listen to me. In the next room are several priests hearing confessions. Why? Because Jesus died and rose to forgive our sins. 1 week from today is Divine Mercy Sunday. It's the heart and the core center of this Jubilee year of mercy. 1 week from today, another opportunity to have the courage to immerse yourself in the ocean of God's mercy by making a good confession. The Pope says again, this is the moment to change our lives. This is the time, this Easter, to allow our hearts to be touched. God never tires of reaching out to us with his pierced hands, with his risen pierced hands of love and mercy. The risen Lord Jesus is reaching out to us today in love and in mercy. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.